Scott with SJA Wildfire.com Final Days Report, episode 429. We're going to cover three things in this VCast. First of all, I want to cover the NPR PBS free speech lawsuit. I think this is going to prime universal basic income, and I'll give you my theory. Also, we're going to cover this beast system with Elon Musk. And the first story I want to cover, the Russian nuclear bomber attack. I found this absolutely fascinating. Let me play this video. This is absolutely wild. And I put an article from RT.com, Ukrainian strike Russian airfields. Fascinating how they did it. They showed drones actually going up behind these semi-trailers. And here's where this is interesting. The attack reportedly damaged 34% of Russia's strategic bomber fleet, $7 billion in value. And these numbers fluctuate. Some articles I'm reading say 40 bombers, some say 12. The attack was deep in Russia. And so, personally, I think it's a war theater. Death will be real, but they need World War III for a couple reasons. One, the central bankers, especially here in the United States, the United States was just downgraded, where there's fear from Moody's that we cannot pay the interest of our debt to the Federal Reserve Bank. That's a private bank. So they need to consolidate the world for this new world order. And how that fits Bible prophecy is the 10 kings ruling with the Antichrist, this beast system, this AI little god. And I was thinking about this. The Iranian capital is literally a pyramid. Are we just dealing with a bunch of Freemasons, a bunch of Luciferians? Putin doing the Freemason handshake. And again, death, it will be real. I do think preparation is biblical, my friends. But all of this reminds me of Matthew 24, verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That always struck me. It's like, wait, you know, war, don't be troubled. I wonder if the Lord knows it's going to be scripted to consolidate the world. That's where this whole thing is moving, my friends. But it's fascinating because the balance of power, if literally 34% of Russia's strategic bomber fleet has been taken out, you need to think about mutual assured destruction. Their capability has been very, very much diminished. And that really makes the world unstable. Maybe Russia is going to be painted in a corner and think they need to strike. But again, I think this is all scripted. What do you say in the comments, my friends? Interesting times. Wild video. My question is as well, why were all these bombers not protected in hangars? A couple headlines said, this is Russia's Pearl Harbor. And Pearl Harbor was a false flag. They knew it was coming. It's a good way to get the base riled up for war. All right. Next story I want to cover. PBS sues Trump, joining NPR in legal fight against executive order to end funding. So the backstory of this, Trump had an executive order that said, we're no longer going to fund NPR and PBS. And supposedly, NPR claims that federal funding is only 1% of their income, of their revenue system. I think it's all theater. What, 5-6 companies run 90% of the news? You need to think of Operation Mockingbird with the CIA running the news. It's divide and conquer, left and right. And of course, NPR and PBS are very, very left. It's very tough to listen to. But it's all about social engineering. It's about theater. It's about priming you with a narrative. But the article I thought was interesting, and I drove down to Florida looking at a place that I'm potentially going to move into. I haven't signed the paperwork yet. And so I'm listening on NPR, the story, and it just moved me. Like, what's the strategy behind pulling the funding from NPR and then NPR and PBS suing the Trump administration. But let's read from the article. The executive order is a clear violation of the Constitution and First Amendment's protection for freedom of speech and association and freedom of the press, the NPR president and CEO said. So the government's funding NPR. They're suing and saying it's against the Constitution. This is what I suspect is going to happen. I bet the Trump administration will win the lawsuit. And then that sets a precedent that says if you get funds, you can be controlled. And you need to think about universal basic income as artificial intelligence takes over the world and this e-government and robots and takes our jobs in 10 to 20 years. Universal basic income, or as Elon Musk likes to say, universal basic high income. There'll be rules attached. Will there be a social credit tracker? Will there be a carbon tracker? Can you see the playbook here? Do you see how this seems scripted? It seems like a worldwide wrestling federation move. And so my marketing hat, I just want to put this on a graphic. So our government funds social behavior with NPR and PBS on the left, but they fund it, right? Social engineering. An executive order from Trump says we're no longer going to fund this. Trump administration gets sued. My thought is Trump will win, but then that will set a precedence of government funds controlling speech with universal basic income, with social credit trackers. And it gets worse as we dive into this beast system. And all of this reminded me of the pandemic, where there were discussions by our politicians that no Social Security, no benefits unless you poke yourself. And some countries actually pulled this off. This was from the Economic Times. These countries have made jabs mandatory. We just covered that article in Singapore about a new law. So this all seems calculated, and it seems to be setting a precedent, my friends. I found this fascinating. Trump taps Palantir to compile data on Americans. We've talked about Palantir, the pre-crime software, Palantir with the ties of the Israeli AI targeting system called the Gospel. You can't make this up. In March, President Trump signed an executive order calling for federal government to share data across agencies, raising questions over whether he might compile a master list of personal information on Americans that could give him untold surveillance power. All of this fits ID 2020, FedNow that looks at all of your transactions. It reminds me of when Obama was in office, of how everyone is an enemy of the state. If you're against abortion, if you're against the invasion of the country, if you're a constitutionalist, you could be an enemy of the state. And if the U.S. government is downgraded where it can't pay the interest of the debt to the Federal Reserve Bank, that's a private bank, all of this reminds me of silent weapons for quiet wars. They need to kill the creditor. Think the Eagle Report, 2025. And oh, by the way, all of this fits the AI EGOD, Doge EGOD backwards, that big, beautiful bill where states have no rights to monitor artificial intelligence. This is the last VCast where my audio is a little bad. Buried in Trump's big, beautiful bill is a clause that would ban states from regulating artificial intelligence for 10 years. Amendment would empower the likes of Bill Gates, Sam Altman, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and the Saudis and Israel and other technocrat billionaires to run roughshod over Americans' privacy and civil liberties. That's from Lee Holman. Of course it is. This is all a plan, my friends. Starlink, Stargate, all of it. Let's continue down the creepy road. I am watching to see if Elon Musk is the false prophet. And I think this idea is gaining some momentum. From a tweet recently, the singularity already happened. Just ask the monkeys. Folks, you're the monkey. We're the monkeys. And you have to remember, X, Twitter, feeds XAI, where Elon said it's our future god in Memphis. And I think all of these systems are linked, are going to be linked. And singularity is AI is smarter than you is one definition and connected to you with brain-computer interface. And again, I get false prophet vibes from Elon. I'm going to put a couple thumbnails up. His religion is Scientism, my friends, old Baphomet boy. And the internet's gone wild with Elon. Maybe I'll play the video at the end with having a black eye. Is he part of the Black Eye Club? This supposed, speculated Luciferian club? Interesting article. InfinityExplorers.com. Black Eye Club, Satanic Illuminati Cult. And Elon, to his defense, says the sun hit him. To me, I've had two black eyes in my life, all of them when I was much, much younger in more of a risky lifestyle. I think it was eighth grade. I was tackled by a friend, broke my nose. So I have a crooked nose. And when I was in college, walking to a party, a drunk punched me, sucker punched me, and he gave me a nice little shiner. So it does happen, but I was thinking about this. From going to church to public places to all the business corporations that I've worked for, I never saw anybody with a black eye, ever. Not once, within my age group. So it just seems a little peculiar. And this Black Eye Club as well reminds me of a story of a pastor who he was able to get Anton LaVey's daughter out of the Satanic Coven. And what he said during the interview is, in order for this, his Anton LaVey's daughter to become this Satanic High Satanic High Witch, I should say, she had like a 7-step process, probably to defile herself. I'm not sure what exactly she had to do within those 7 steps. But all of that reminds me of they're in the club and it's just another initiation to move to the next level, is my opinion. And we don't really have to look too far if Elon's in the club. I mean, literally his profile was Baphomet boy, his Halloween costume on X forever. And his mom with all the occult symbolism is over the top. Let's get into this AI God. Just some headlines where this thing is moving so fast. Elon Musk's Grok AI use in U.S. government sparks ethics security alarms. But Al Jazeera, Elon Musk wants to use AI to run U.S. government, but experts say very bad idea. So we've been covering this. Doge is a great way to map all of government functions to bring this into e-government, AI e-government. And I find this interesting. You'll find infighting between ChatGPT and Grok 3.0. But this is fascinating. Microsoft to host Musk's Grok 3.0 despite ongoing OpenAI legal battle. One big club. Few AIs will rule the world. This is nothing short of an AI big brother. And it'll be coupled with biodigital convergence. All right. We've been warning about just X, the everything app. And I thought this was a great post from Bubba News on Telegram on how X will be everything. And they compiled what X vision is. X will be your feed, social media, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, X Explorer, Search, Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, X Chat, Messenger, WhatsApp, Snapchat, communities, build your own network, X Money. Right? They're building their money system, payments, wallet transfers, universal basic income in the future, trackers, social credit trackers, just like I think it's WeChat in China, XChat, encrypted messaging, file sharing, vanishing mode, X Originals, new wave of entertainment, X Mini apps, apps inside X, X Bookings, manage personal and business travel, X Shopping, order food, groceries, anything, X. Get this. This is the one why I wanted to do this. X government services coming soon. Of course, AI eGov will be part of X. This is going to replace everything. This is the mark of the beast system. This is your digital twin will be lined up with this. This third place. Do you see it? I don't think it's just me, my friends. This is moving very, very fast. The next story I want to cover totally fits predictive programming. Let's read ChatGPT-03 resists shutdown despite instruction study claims. So as they move us to eGov, to this eGod, as Elon Musk said, we're summoning a demon with artificial intelligence, yet it's full blast forward. When AI goes rogue and is controlling all the governments of the world, the excuse will be, we can't stop it. All the movies of predictive programming, I think they're testing your reaction to see any pushback. And you need to think about the article we just covered about how singularity is here, according to Elon Musk. Ask the monkeys that I'm assuming are tied up to Neuralink. As you tie up with this brain-computer interface, those that have not tied up to this will be an enemy of the state, probably with Noah Hyde laws and the fully implementation of the Mark of the Beast system, this quantum financial system. Unbelievable, my friends. It's an excuse. It's a plan. It's the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lupovich. One mind. Be as one. It's this planned beast system. Do you have eyes to see? So it's moving fast, my friends. Revelation 13:17, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. We can still buy and sell, but it is moving fast where this system will probably move to Noahide laws, worshiping the image. Check out our last VCast. They're moving the technology pretty quick. And personally, I think the woman of the book of Revelation is Israel. And this is just another interesting proof point of this video with ChatGPT, founded by Elon. And when you actually manipulate the logo, which is like to do that, it is the Moloch logo, this synagogue of Satan logo. It's where it's all going to be headed, my friends. Let's play this video.
Do you know who started ChatGPT? Elon Musk started ChatGPT.
Moloch worship, my friends. Couple VCast 378 is Elon the False Prophet. There's a four-part series. 378, I really dive deep into scripture, something to watch for. And then the Schofield Bible Occult Roots, Why I'm Not a Zionist, Final Days Report, episode 416. So check that out. Great time to be alive, my friends. Let's summarize. Balance of power. Russia was attacked. Is it theater for an excuse to actually consolidate power to the 10 kings? Seems a little suspect to me, but listen, if there's definitely a war on Russia, they're painted in a corner, my friends. I think it's theater, but war will be real to us. Death will be real. And then the Antichrist will officially bring peace. Then we have the NPR case. Government gives money to NPR, PBS. They're saying it's against their constitutional rights. I bet Trump's administration will win. How does that fit universal basic income and social credit trackers, carbon trackers, ID 2020, papers, please, to get on the net? We covered X and how they're moving very, very fast with this beast system, the Everything app, and then the article about how they can't stop AI, total predictive programming. So as they get rid of all humans to interact with you, who are you going to call? I just tried to sign up for Electric, and the AI could not get my address right because it's a lot number. And so I had to hang up. Frustrating. Very, very frustrating. Folks, bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. God loves a cheerful giver. Please pray for this ministry. And I say bless a Christian and you'll be blessed because remember, if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I think there are five promises God made to Abraham. You get those promises, my friends. Don't let somebody push you and say, oh, it's just spiritual blessings. Really? That's not what I'm reading here. Bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. And that can be just praying for them, giving them strong words of wisdom. Make sure you have a blessed day. Great time to be alive, my friends. Have no fear. Put your faith above.
Well, let me say perhaps a few words. that this is not the end of DOGE, but really the beginning. My time as a special government appointee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So that, you know, it comes with a time limit. But the DOGE team will only grow stronger over time. The DOGE influence will only grow stronger. It's I liken it to a sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life. So it is permeating throughout the government, and I'm confident that over time we'll see $1 trillion of savings and a reduction in $1 trillion of waste and fraud reduction. The calculations of the DOGE team thus far, in terms of an FY25 to FY26 delta, are over $160 billion, and that's climbing. We expect that that number will probably go over $200 billion soon. So I think the DOGE team is doing an incredible job. They're going to continue doing an incredible job, and I'll continue to be visiting here and be a friend and advisor to the president. And I look forward to, you know, times being back in this amazing room. By the way, isn't this incredible? Look at this incredible. It's stunning. I think the way that the Oval Office, how the president has just completely redone the Oval Office, is beautiful. I love the gold on the ceiling.
Thank you. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's been there a long time. That was plaster. Nobody ever really saw it. They didn't know the eagle was up there, and we highlighted. It's a landmark, a great landmark, and that's 24-karat gold, and everybody loved it, and now they all see it when they come in, so it's been good.
The Oval Office has the majesty that it deserves, thanks to the president. So I look forward to continuing to be a friend and advisor to the president, continuing to support the DOGE team, and we are relentlessly pursuing $1 trillion in waste and fraud reductions, which will benefit the American taxpayer. That's it, really. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
All right.
Great job.
Thank you.
Quickly, Mr. Musk, what is your eye okay? What happened to your eye? I noticed there's a bruise there.
Well, I wasn't anywhere near France, so.
what does that mean?
No, I
didn't notice it.
The First Lady of France.
I didn't notice.
I just wasn't around with little X, and I said, "Go ahead, punch me in the face," and he did. It turns out, even a 5-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
No, was X that did?
Yeah.
X could do it. If you knew X,
I saw his mom right now. I didn't really feel much at the time, and then I guess it bruises up. But I just wasn't around with the kids.
I didn't notice it actually.
I know.